This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our 11th annual We Can Survive concert. Odyssey presents it in New York. We'd love to send you. All you have to do is get the free Odyssey app. Spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Find it on the App Store.
I love the way the spellings we get are so great.
Yeah. Odyssey.
When people text it, it's just there's eyes in it.
And well, it, sure. Yeah, I mean,
like, eyes.
Plus, it autocorrects too. Like, you start typing it in, and people that like your autocorrect goes, that's not a word.
Just send already.
Yeah. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Audacious audio and some kind of journey. All wrapped up in one. Odyssey. So get the app. It's free. Log in, listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day, and you get a daily entry. And that's it. You could find yourself winning a trip for two to the We Can Survive concert, round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and a meet-and-greet with Benson Boone. It's a good time. We'd love to send you. I would love somebody from this market to win it.
Please.
It's a national contest.
Okay. Win.
I don't know what to make of this. I feel like I see people with fingernails that are very dangerous. You know, Megan Thee Stallion deserves beautiful fingernails. It's fine that she's got 4-inch claws, I guess. I don't know how you operate. I don't know how you wipe yourself. I don't know.
I don't find it attractive at all, but I know that there are a lot of people who consider that gorgeous and beautiful. And also, I think there's an element of that that is, these hands don't do dishes.
Yep.
Just so you know,
right?
That's not what these hands do.
I feel like in the middle of the night, you'd have an itch on your face and stab your own eye out.
You learn, I'm sure. And you only do it if it's something that you're into, right?
Right.
So you'd have to believe that this is valuable or worthwhile for your whole look to keep that up.
I haven't done a lot of like mani-pedis. Like occasionally I'll do with a girlfriend or, you know, my mom would be like, hey, the girls, let's go and get our nails done. It's such a weird feeling. Like when I was growing up, I had horses, or I had a horse specifically.
Stacy?
Shannon.
Dang it.
Close though. S. You always have that first letter.
What I know is.
And when you have a horse, you have to take care of their feet. And, you know, you're not the one putting the shoes on. A farrier comes and does that. But you clean their feet, you put like a softening agent, and then you even polish their hooves when you take them to a show.
What is that they scrape out of the middle of that hoof?
When they have it held up, so you're looking at the bottom of the hoof, there's a recess there. I don't even know quite
how to. I watched a video of someone taking a shoe off and putting a new shoe on a horse. And they actually take
it's a pick. It's a hoof pick.
But it looks, well, I don't know what it looks like, but it's, they're carving part of that. It almost looks like a waxy substance that they're carving out. I don't guess it builds up.
Well, you are supposed to pick their hooves every day. And you, but they live in a barn and they step on their own poo and they live in dirt and straw or shavings or whatever you're putting in for bedding for them. And so it packs in, you know, if you go for a ride and you walk through mud, like mud cakes in there, like it's the bottom of their foot. There's this thing called the frog and it's sort of like a two-pronged, can't even describe it.
No,
it
goes, I watched
it. Forward
it.
Like
yes.
This. So if this is where the shoe is, there's like a rubbery kind of a thing. It's called the frog. And then you just, there's like grooves on either side of it and you take your pick.
He
and you
chunked it out of there. I was watching the guy.
If he's putting shoes on, they cut at the hoof itself. They will cut chunks of its fingernails, basically. It's like hard nails.
Oh, okay.
And so they'll carve that up. They sort of get it trimmed down because the hoof gets a shoe on it and then the hoof keeps growing. Like if I had a shoe on my end of my fingernail, it would just keep growing out. So they got to cut the hoof down, get it to the right size and angle, and then put a shoe on it. So when I've gone to mani-pedis, I feel like an animal. Like there's people, you know, your hands, it's like all your paws are out and you're getting all the, they're
an animal though, huh?
Because I had to do foot care for my horse. You know what I mean? Like, and even people who like, now I'll clip my cat's nails and you know, you might clip your dog's nails cause they're getting too long or whatever. But it's like, I just felt like there's my feet and they're soaking and you got the hand soaking and then the one hand's getting worked on, the other hand's soaking, they switch it up and it's like a whole thing and I just feel very like I have paws in that thing. But so for me, I'm like, I'll just clip my nail, you know, oh, this one split. I just clipped it off and that was the end of that. That's all the work I'm doing. Once in a while, I clip my toenails.
As much as I love you, you're not what I would call a girly girl.
I would love to be. I wish I could be that person.
I'm not even a little surprised to hear the fact that you're not into, the paw thing was weird, but
I feel like you're just,
all right, you're not into it though. And that's okay. But you're also not into makeovers or haircuts or
any of it. Hair coloring.
Right.
God, that's over with. Oh, so great. So I saw this thing because if I do go for a mani-pedi, I will usually get a French manicure. I like a French manicure. It's just the white tip and the, you know,
looks
whatever.
Good.
I like that. I like that look.
Yep. Looks
and when
clean.
when they know how to do it well, I think it does look good. I always just inevitably within 15 minutes of getting the thing and walking out, I have screwed up my manicure. So there's $40 down the drain.
Well,
so
it's not for you.
You're right. It isn't. I can't be careful enough with it. And that's why I think about those long fingernails. Like how are you doing that?
Again, I think that that's what they're into. And they're selling that
use my hands
as part of, you know, listen, I'm not someone who's going to,
how do you get yourself? How do you pull on socks?
Maybe, you know what? There are certainly people out there who don't get themselves.
So they're just like, well, I already wasn't getting myself. Or they are like, I got a long reach device.
Or they have a partner who takes care of them regularly.
All right. So this thing I saw this morning.
Okay.
Is, I don't know if this is some new craze or it will be now that Benny Blanco has posted it. This guy, Benny Blanco, Benny Blanco. He's like a music producer, musician. He's with Selena Gomez. If you follow Selena, and literally everyone does, you've seen him on her Instagram. And Benny Blanco, just a kooky looking dude.
Incredibly handsome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree with that 100. So and great feet that he goes and gets pedicured. So there's a close up of his feet. I want to just show you this. And you tell me what's going on here.
So I need to come over there.
Come on over here. We're looking down at the tops of his two big toes and the furry little black hairs on the top. Tell me what you're looking at. What is going on there?
Not only did they do an incredibly detailed paint job, which I would almost say is an applicant.
It's hand done. I'm looking at it. To me, it looks like somebody hand did that. Like it's elaborate.
To the point where it looks like an application.
Yes. So here's what he's going for. And I don't know if you noticed the rug under his feet.
I saw the rug under his feet and on the end of his toenails.
He has done Persian rugs.
Oh, that's what that's supposed to be?
It's a okay. Persian rug. And then they glued, instead of, you know, where like on a French manicure, you would have a little white ridge. They have glued on rug fringe.
Yep.
It is the craziest. It's kind of awesome also. But also, just so...
Well, the second you put on socks, it's ruined. So he's clearly someone who's, you know, doing it. It's summer.
Flip-flop guy.
Flip-flops. That's
the rest of the toes are not nearly as... Do you want to see the whole thing?
Oh.
The rest of the toes are not nearly as elaborate. The big toe, where he's got all that real estate, they were able to fit a full rug on. The littler toes, they do still have the fringe, but they have just sort of a smaller, kind of like a diamond pattern.
You think they painted that?
Look at it closely. Like, it's so clearly hand done. You know, that's not stuck on there. That's someone, you know what I mean? Like, even the dots are all different. Well, you can go look at this. I put this up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. I mean, what, take a look on the Facebook page. You tell me, is that it? You would think that that would be a stick on, but I see just so many oddities in it. Anyway, I just really spent way too much time looking at these pictures.
At Benny Blanco's toenails, everyone. Yeah.
Benny Blanco, the boyfriend of Selena Gomez. I don't know. Is that nasty? Is it fascinating?
It's not nasty. Like, look, I think that, and I am one of the people, I have friends who are disgusting and they still somehow get girls and the girls who are with them deal with it. Mm-hmm. I am not interested in trying to gross my partner out. I want her to want me. So I try to be.
I want you to want me. You try to be what?
I'm trying to wait for you to keep singing.
Oh, no, I was just doing like a little.
I love that song.
Is
I know,
it really?
But, well, you don't like Cheap Trick?
I love that song. We do it all the time. That's like one of our go-tos.
Yeah.
Me and the guys in the band.
Why wouldn't I love that? I mean, that's my era.
Didn't realize it.
I love that. So. Yeah. Anyway, so you're going to sing it for me or not?
No. I'll sing it for you off the air.
Okay,
you know,
fine.
Later when I do my normal serenading.
I try to be... Look, I'm not going to get my toenails painted, but I try to keep my toenails cut. You don't want talons growing off the end of your toes.
Right.
I try to take care of myself. That's and more for her than myself because I don't want her to be like, oh, you know what I mean? Who wants their
Would
partner
be
to be
this?
Like, ugh.
If you showed up and you were like, look, I got little rugs put on my feet for you.
I would say that she wouldn't be into it.
Yeah,
I would say that
like
she might be like, are
that
you kidding me?
Hours.
I've known you for 15 plus years and you sat still for that.
Right. That was what it took for you to sit still. So it's up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. Take a look and text us 800-400-3677.
Would you be bummed if John came home and said,
laugh and laugh and never stop laughing.
I spent 6 hours at getting this pedicure for you. Check me out. Would you be bummed? Would you be like,
no,
get over here?
No.
Oh,
I think that would be 6 hours wasted. I'd be like, what do you want the reaction to be? Because I just think it's weird.
Probably along the lines of Katy Perry's reaction to dishes getting done.
Oh, that's what you're looking for
Aren't
a reaction?
You?
Not I, but maybe you. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm a boy. Of course I am.
Yeah. Katy.
Making the news a lot lately.
Yeah. Quit trying so hard. Stop it. Next story. Oh, and by the way, 800-400-3697. If anybody has feelings on this, like this is the first time I've ever seen this. So I don't know if this is new technology, but it's definitely very creative.
650 says, Sarah.
What now?
Those are definitely hand painted and the fringe is gross. Melissa, Menlo Park on Odyssey.
Odyssey. Well done, Melissa.
I started using, earlier you were talking about zits and I just wanted to mention that what really helped me as a youngster is using non-comedogenic soap for my face. Once I started using it, my acne problems went away.
Oh, non-comedogenic?
That's the word. I mean, okay. Come here and look at it and tell me if I got it wrong. I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, that looks like comedogenic, but I mean, you know, it's a texter, so
could have
do your own investigation. Here's a story. Just quickly, I'm going to throw this in because I love Brian May of Queen. It looks like he had a minor stroke.
Oh, no.
He can still play, he says. He shared he recently suffered a minor stroke. He says, all of a sudden, out of the blue, I didn't have any control over my left arm. So it's a little scary, I have to say. Yeah. He's on restrictions for now while he recovers. He's not allowed to drive or get on a plane or do anything that will elevate his heart rate. Yikes.
How old is he?
I don't have.
Oh, it doesn't say in the story?
No, but you know what? I'm going to guess. Let's take a guess. I'm going to say he's 69.
Oh, I would say he's 75.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I would bet. My bet is he's the oldest guy in that band.
77.
Yeah, he's the oldest guy in that band, I think.
So he's pushing 80, and he just had a mini stroke. That's
even though Freddie was like a from another planet talent in terms of his singing ability, and I don't know for sure this, I'm just guessing, but Brian May was like an advanced in the studio and the recording skills. Yes. Like he was that guy.
Right.
He had one of the best singers of all time, yes, for sure. But
good to have that to work with.
But he was a guy who layered things in a way that wasn't being really done yet.
Remember we were talking yesterday about the science-y thing with Boston? Like, you know, better music through science. Like, Brian May is literally a rocket scientist.
Another guy like that. Right. Yes,
he's
exactly.
Just like, let's get into the technology and science of what makes this song work and how we can make it sound this way.
I assumed he was older. So anyway,
he also says, please don't email me because apparently everyone knows his email.
His email.
He says, don't send me. I don't want any sympathy from fans. Please don't do that. It'll clutter up my inbox. And I hate that. I find it very hard to believe that Brian May of Queen doesn't have a private email that only his friends know.
Well, who knows? You know how older people with technology, it's probably...
I can't figure this out.
BrianMay@gmail.com. How does everybody know that?
BrianMay1 at Gmail? Jeez Louise. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
A woman sets fires.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah!
And Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by our Facebook page, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Here are some of the things we talked about on today's show that you can find on our Facebook page. The Persian rug pedicure, the Minecraft movie trailer, and Johnny Depp's rotten teeth. That's on there, too.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Just a reminder to get your Sarah and Vinny fix 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. Bless you. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
Woo-woo. Oh, my.
We're still clearly not 100%.
Sneezing and coughing.
Happy to be back, though, for sure.
That's for sure.
Sunny out, hot today. We're peaking today, but still going to be hot tomorrow, too.
I'm peaking.
Let's see here. NFL kicks off tonight. Kansas City at home versus Baltimore. Sarah says there will be an appearance by Taylor Swift. Bet your house on it.
Don't bet your house. I didn't say that. But they do say she could. But we did hear that they're breaking up, so that's probably likely.
You're taking back the whole bet your house on it?
I just said if I was a betting man, I would bet that she'll be there.
Ah.
But I didn't tell anyone to bet their house.
Green Bay versus Philadelphia tomorrow from Brazil as they try to spread the game known as football.
But everyone over there is like, no, we already have a game called football.
Right.
And we don't need your football.
Well, we'll see.
Yep.
I mean,
they take it out of the country a lot, actually. I mean, more than you'd think. It's very interesting.
No, they tried to do a whole European football league. It just didn't take.
Because they already have a European football league.
Exactly. Okay, so here's a couple things. I thought this story, it was just disgusting and one of those things where you just go, you have to be kidding me. A woman set, this is in Greece.
Okay.
Okay. A woman set fires in Greece to watch firefighters and flirt. That was her thing. I'm going to start a fire, and then when everyone shows up to put the fire out, there's a bunch of guys that I'll have access to.
Oh, firefighters, why do you have to be so good looking? All sooty and sweaty.
They're calling it an unprecedented incident of arson. This is in Tripoli, in Greece. Oh. A 44-year-old Greek woman set fires because she enjoyed watching firefighters and flirting with them.
She should just get one of those police scanners that say where the fires are. She could go to those fires that have already been set and she doesn't have to set her own.
She is looking at a 36-month prison sentence.
Is that all?
Plus a 1,000 euro fine.
That seems low.
It does seem low.
The whole world didn't burn down.
Was arrested 2 days ago, but she set full-on fires. Like, we're not talking about a little garbage can fire that can easily
like
be...
Like houses? What did she burn?
Like woods.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Like forest fires.
Please don't do that. 36 months? Is that what you said? And then
36 months prison sentence and a 1,000 euro fine. They say the woman was arrested 2 days ago because she intentionally set and repeatedly set fires. This resulted in two wildfires breaking out.
Oh my God.
As in not contained, on the run. They say specifically.
And one of those wasn't enough to stop her. Like, oops, that got out of control.
But they arrested her, and so she's been
good.
Brought to justice. The woman's a Greek citizen who's responsible for causing two fires on farmland intentionally and repeatedly set in this area where she lived. And she set the fires because she hoped to flirt with the firefighters who would rush to put out the flames.
They're running to me. They're
she
so
wanted
good
to
looking.
Meet a man in uniform. The fact that the woman was present in both of the last two fires in the area aroused suspicions of the fire department and they looked into it.
Oh, this lady, she seems to have known we were coming.
I can't believe someone would be that. I mean, I can. I take it back. What am I kidding? Of course.
Yeah. People are idiots. They prove it over and over and over. Just when you think, oh, people aren't idiots. Nope. They're idiots.
Gator wine is trending on social media.
Gator? Wine?
It's wine plus Gatorade. So maybe you'll like it.
I can tell I won't like that.
There's a specific recipe, so don't just go tossing a lemon lime Gatorade in with some Chardonnay, because that's just stupid.
Okay. Tell me what's not stupid.
The recipe is equal parts light blue Glacier Freeze Gatorade and any cheap red wine that's less than $12 a bottle.
Oh, so it'll turn purple? You get your red, you got your blue, you got your purple. That sounds terrible, but I will try it.
You will?
No.
Oh.
But if you put it in front of me, I'll try it.
All right. Well, they say that's trending and it's a big thing and
people are
maybe
just
you wanna...
looking for trends, aren't they? That's all we do now is we look for trends. We want to go viral. How do I make this happen?
Did you ever used to make, we called it jungle juice and I don't even know why like it's that, but it's when you pour basically whatever liquor's in the house and whatever juice is in the house all in one big
punch bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't call it that, but that would happen.
But you've done that.
People do that. That's a thing.
Just all the stuff.
Yeah. Especially rum, kids. They're like, who cares?
Vodka,
we hate the taste of alcohol. Right. We just want to get drunk.
Orange juice.
Whatever you
Gatorade,
have.
Gatorade,
right.
Whatever thing, all
and
goes
then you
into
taste,
one.
Then you go to a party and you taste actual good punch. And you're like, oh, what's in this? I am getting a buzz from this. And people go, yeah, you don't have to put every single thing, every drag that you have left over.
You could make that in the new, it's Yeti. If you've heard of Yeti, the cooler company, they also make these kinds of water bottles and more. Yeti and Liquid Death teamed up for an ice cooler that looks like a casket.
Oh, that's fun. I like the Liquid Death thing. I think that's a really cool idea.
Well, can the water already for everybody.
Yes.
Like, really, we can, at least that seems
like true
more.
True recycling. Yep. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. That or glass. And I just think it looks like I love tattoo art. So that looks tattoo-y to me. And I love skulls and death. So that's fun.
They say the Yeti Liquid Death Ice Cooler looks like a casket. It's life-sized and bright white.
Oh, my God.
So it's a gigantic.
How much do they want for it?
Let's see.
That sounds fun for a party.
Other than two small logos on the front, it looks like the real thing. And it's
that's
insulated and
Halloween.
Lined with their triple foam cold cell technology. They say without ice, it's big enough to hold 378 beers.
Oh, boy. You know, for Halloween, you could put that out, fill it with ice, and then just like go buy like a ham or and some pig's feet and, you know, stick all kinds of gross things there for kids to walk by for Halloween. Kids love gross things.
They're auctioning it off on Liquid Death's website.
So it's going to be expensive.
They
only
say
one.
The top bid so far has been $20,000. Oh, I've got a photo. Let me see what it looks like. Oh, it murder your thirst.
I
here
see
you
it.
Go.
I'm looking right at it. I see it in the reflection right there.
Yeah. What?
Can you see it?
No.
It's right
okay.
there.
What?
Incredible.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, there you go.
A
casket-sized cooler for just in time for Halloween.
Yay.
Is it?
I mean, isn't it?
It is, yep.
Mm-hmm. Less than 2 months now.
Here we go, everybody. The best time of the year starts today. Let's see.
Is that because tomorrow's Friday?
No, it's because we're done with summer and we're moving forward into fall and all the good stuff's
the
right out in front of us.
We're in the middle of a heat wave. Stop
I
it.
Know, but it's right out in front of us. People are writing, and yep, we made that kind of juice.
Oh, the jungle juice.
Mm-hmm. Two cans of frozen concentrate, 240s, and a handle of pop-off vodka.
Oh, God.
That's their jungle juice recipe.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It is. I'm telling you what we, it was just everything that anyone came by with just went into one big thing.
Oh, what'd you bring? To pour it into the punch bowl. Add to the juice.
510, I just want to, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Hey, welcome back from COVID land. Those toenails are hella ugly. Robin, Alameda.
You got to admit, though, like they're kind of interesting. The little fringes.
Hey, S&V, non-comedogenic equals doesn't clog your pores.
Ah, well.
I've been using forever, I use this soap that you can get at, Walgreens or any real drugstore. It's called Cetaphil and it's daily facial soap. So it specifically is for your face. And I also use one by CeraVe,
right?
CeraVe.
Isn't like Michael Cera?
Yeah.
CeraVe.
And they also have one that's just, it's really clean. There's not a lot of perfume and there's not a lot of color or anything.
Not oily.
Those are things you can use. They're probably non-comedogenic. Vin, the NFL is smart. The colors of Brazil are green and yellow, which is the Eagles and the Packers there tomorrow.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
They say with thoughts that it will be well received.
That's nice.
Okay.
Good. I hope it is well received.
Well, look, they are geniuses. Every franchise is worth billions now.
Even the lousiest is worth $4
billion. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sure they did figure it out.
You know, it seems like a lot of money, $185 million, until you've turned that into $10 billion by buying the Cowboys.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, and you think about in those days when we first heard the $185 million for a football. Who would spend that? Because we weren't talking in billions yet. Tech has, you know,
pushed us into the billions.
Brought us into a world where billions are possible.
You remember when the Social Network movie came out and the Sean Parker character played by Justin Timberlake goes, yeah, $1 million? Mm. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
I don't remember the line, but
it's something like that. And it just, I was like, $1 billion. That's like, nobody gets $1 billion. And then sure enough, here we are. Hi.
415 texted in, hey, Sarah and Vinny, I met Brian May's editor and he very kindly sent me a copy of Brian May's astrophysics doctorate on space dust.
Oh, my
fascinating
God.
Stuff.
I'll bet. For people who can understand it, I'm sure it is fascinating. The rest of us, it looks like math.
Vinny, please make Sarah sing my favorite song on the air. I Want You to Want Me, Allison, Santa Rosa.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me.
That is one of those records, and I say this because I really mean a record, like an LP, a vinyl, I guess is how people. I remember where I was.
I want you to want me.
I remember being at friends' houses and that getting put on the record. Isn't the first song on that album, hello there, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know. Live from Budokan?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know
the
what
album.
The first, I don't know what the first song is. It's been years since I listened to that.
Really?
We play that song, though, you know, in that band I'm sort of in. Shine up the old brown shoes, put on a brand new shirt. Get home early from work if you say.
You guys did that show, didn't
that
you?
That you love me. What show? What are you talking about?
Didn't you guys have to practice for a while and do a show for your friend?
Oh, for her 60th?
Yeah.
We did that months ago.
So there's no booked shows for your band.
I told you that there's this one thing where we're going to get up and use somebody else's backline and do three songs.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, this first song on the album is called Hello There. I remember listening to it with my friends. Mm. I was probably in third grade.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Yeah, that was full on 70s, right?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, we got to go. Everyone,
all right. So. Thank you so much for listening, though. Enjoy the day. Stay cool. And we'll check you back here on the very special day. What? What is it?
Don't forget, Jane is hard at work on her afternoon show for you right
she
now.
Is.
So listen to Jane this afternoon and yes, stay cool. And yes, tomorrow, if I hope I've got this right, Friday?
Yes, okay. That is correct.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think
good.
About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.